Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Robey with our call to worship. It is time for us to consider our many, many blessings.
Presence. What a wonderful joy by a new and living way by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And Father, you've become our protector. You're our deliverer. You've become our shield. Your word says, for thou, O Lord, you are a shield for me. You're the glory and you're the lifter of my head.
Precious Lord, we come into your presence today with thankful hearts for your incredible blessings. For each day that we wake up with a heartbeat, we thank you. We're often blessed with a beautiful sunrise and end our day with an awesome, colorful sunset. Most of us have been blessed with sight. Thank you, Lord. And those whose sight is limited are blessed with help and other attributes that compensate. From you, you have blessed us with your unfailing love and your amazing grace. You pronounced blessings on all those who are poor in spirit and recognize their need for you. Those that mourn will be comforted by you. Those that show mercy will receive mercy. And you have blessed us with every spiritual blessing in Christ. Lord, our hearts are filled with thanksgiving and praise to you. Please continue to bless us with your very presence during this call to worship. Amen. Thank you for listening today. If Call to Worship is a blessing to you, come visit us at calltoworship.us.
Lord, we desire your will to obey, to sing praises and always worship you. And though we face the trouble and distraction life, turn to your Spirit, for you are a Spirit, and in so doing will bring glory to your name. In spirit and truth we worship you, Lord, and in faith. trust you and obey. Lord, please help us to remove the distractions that lead us astray.
You are listening to Call to Worship, a listener-supported program. I want to especially thank those of you who support this ministry in prayer as we share the gospel and as we encourage our brothers and sisters in Christ. And we appreciate those of you who invest a few moments to write to us. Really appreciate your letters. And for those of you who can, we thank God for your generosity and faithful support. Would you please consider a special gift? An unexpected need came up recently to replace one of our computers, as well as some other expenses. When you're led to be a part of God's work here, your tax-deductible donation can be mailed to Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Once again, Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. When you write, please be sure to include the call letters of this station. Please invite your friends to join us each week at this same time. And you're always welcome to visit the Call to Worship website, where you can listen to previous programs, see a playlist of songs included in today's program, and you'll find many resources to help you grow spiritually. Our website also allows you to safely and conveniently make a contribution to this ministry. That address is calltoworship.us. The Call to Worship ministry also includes a Facebook page. Please make a note of it, facebook.com/calltoworship with Gary Roby. Thank you for worshiping with us today.
Let the poor say, I am rich, million things I'd like to do to serve my Lord. There's a million sinful pleasures I cannot afford. All the worldly things I might achieve, though great or small, I will thank my God because I know He owns it all. When the sun
Thank you for listening. This is our call to worship.
Tears to gas, but the fruitful ears you keep in your storehouse. with a thankful heart and a song of praise. We've come to you, gathered in this place, for the things you've done and for who you are. We worship you with a thankful heart, with a thankful heart and a song of praise. We've come to you, gathered in this place, for the things you've done and for who you are. We worship you with a thankful heart.
So we lift up.
So we lift up our praise, and we lift up our sacrifice to you. Lord, we offer our prayers, and we offer our lives in gratitude. For all you do, we worship you. With a thankful heart, with a thankful heart, we will give you praise. You've been so good, covered us with grace. You have been our strength in a time so dark. So we worship you with a thankful heart.
So we lift up our praise.
We lift up our praise, and we lift up our sacrifice to you. Lord, we offer our prayers, and we offer our lives in gratitude.
We lift up our praise.
We lift up our praise, lift up our sacrifice to you. Lord, we offer our prayers, and we offer our lives in gratitude. For all you do, we worship you with a thankful heart. We worship you with a thankful heart. Oh, we give you thanks. Oh, we worship you, Lord. Oh, we worship you, Lord. Oh, we worship you, Lord. Oh, we worship you, Lord.
I had the privilege and honor of pronouncing a blessings, at a wedding recently. One of my grandsons and his fiancé asked me to do that for them. This was very personal to me, and I wanted this to be carefully, prayerfully chosen specifically for them. As I studied the Word, looking for just the right thing to share, it was a huge blessing to me, as I found so many blessings in our instruction book, the Bible. Here is just a portion of what I asked God to do for them. May God bless the two of you abundantly in love, joy, and happiness. Love for each other and for those around you. Joy in the circumstances around you, and joy in the journey for many years ahead. And awesome happiness on this, your wedding day. Happiness tomorrow, in the special moments that will happen in the years to come, and even in the little things. May you be blessed with faith, hope, and love. The greatest of these is love. Love is patient and kind. Love never gives up, never loses faith, is always hopeful and endures through every circumstance. May love and laughter fill your hearts and your home throughout all the days of your lives. God will grant you the serenity to accept the things you cannot change, courage to change the things you can, and wisdom to know the difference. And then from Numbers chapter 6, Aaron's blessing to the people of Israel. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you His peace. Although God clearly directed me to share these specifically for them, you might have noticed that these blessings are for all Christians. These are for you. Listen to the Lord's blessing to Abraham and others, found in Genesis 12. And I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and him who dishonors you, I will curse. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. And in Numbers we read Aaron's blessing. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to Aaron and his son, saying, Thus you shall bless the people of Israel. You shall say to them, The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. So shall they put My name upon the people of Israel, and I will bless them. Romans 4, Blessed are those whose lawless deeds are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man against whom the Lord will not count his sin. James chapter 1, Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. And, folks, we should bless others. Matthew chapter 5, But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. Luke 6:28, Bless them that curse you, and pray for them which despitefully use you. Friends, these are but a very small example of blessings God has for you and is preparing for you, your future. Now be wise and search the Scriptures daily. Watch for blessings that your Heavenly Father has for you, just for the asking. You have not because you ask not. Ephesians 3, Now to Him who is able to do far more abundantly than all we could ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to Him be glory in the Church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Thank you.
wonders of our God and King. Lift up your voice and with us sing. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thou burning sun with golden beam, thou silver moon with softer gleam.
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken and in song, as we considered our many blessings. I hope that this time has been an important part of your worship today. Please take just a moment to write to us. Our address, Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. And if you're not a believer, please listen. If you want a life-changing relationship with Jesus Christ, the God-man, I invite you to admit your need for salvation. If you believe God, the eternal Creator King, loves us, sent Jesus to die for our sins and brought Him back to life, God offers you glorious life now and in heaven. Love God and accept Christ through God's Holy Spirit today. Your tomorrow is not a given. But the offer of salvation is. And when you make a decision, please let us know. By mail to Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Or contact us through our website, calltoworship.us. There you'll find the good news of the gospel, as well as much more information about this ministry. That's calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, from A Psalm of David, in times of trouble, may the Lord answer your cry. May the name of the God of Jacob keep you safe from all harm. May he send you help from his sanctuary and strengthen you from Jerusalem. May he remember all your gifts and look favorably on your burnt offerings. May he grant your heart's desires and make all your plans succeed.
Cry out to you.